For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate to vote later today on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Maine Senator Susan Collins ended the fight in the Judiciary Committee by saying she didn't believe his accuser, but her harsh words were reserved for members of the Senate.
We have come to the conclusion of a confirmation process that has become so dysfunctional, it looks more like a caricature of a gutter-level political campaign than a solemn occasion.
Collins believes every person, man or woman, who makes a charge of sexual assault deserves to be heard and treated with respect, but she said sexual abuse claims by Christine Blasey Ford failed to meet the more likely than not standard. Announcements by Collins and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia that they'll support the conservative jurist make today's confirmation vote a formality. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday he will raise the issue of abductions as well as nuclear and missile concerns on behalf of Japan when he meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang Sunday. Pompeo has met with Japan's prime minister to make sure they're on the same page.
We will bring up the issue of the abductees as well. And then we'll share with you how we hope to proceed when we're in Pyongyang. So we'll have a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed, which will be what is needed if we're going to be successful in denuclearizing North Korea.
The U.S. is pulling back its timeline requirement for the North to denuclearize. Earlier, President Trump had demanded North Korea denuclearize by the end of his term in office. The Reverend Marvin Hunter, great uncle of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, celebrates the conviction of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke.
I'm thanking God for our family, and this is not just a victory for the Hunter family. It is a victory for families all across this country.
Van Dyke, convicted of second-degree murder, he'll be sentenced October 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Australia will provide an additional $4.5 million in aid to Indonesia in the wake of the fatal earthquake and tsunami. Anthony Balmain from the Australian Red Cross.
We've got shelter kits and hygiene kits. That's, of course, some of the most urgent priority is making sure people have some shelter, a roof over their heads, and hygiene is a real issue with concerns about waterborne disease and diarrhea.
Over 1,500 people are confirmed dead. A hunter in Alaska was treated for life-threatening injuries after a bear that he shot fell on top of him. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Alaska Department of Public Safety said that William McCormick, 28, shot the bear while it was on a ridge near Carter Lake. The bear then fell down the slope, dislodging several rocks, and all of it landed on top of McCormick. A medical helicopter flew out to the scene and transported him to a hospital in Anchorage. According to the Department of Public Safety, the bear was a 200-pound black bear, and McCormick's hunting partner, Zachary Tennyson, was not injured in the incident. McCormick and Tennyson are U.S. Army soldiers stationed near Anchorage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
One condemned inmate killed another Friday, the first slaying of a death row inmate in California in more than 20 years. Corrections officials say the stabbing took place in a recreational yard at San Quentin State Prison. 30-year-old Jonathan Fajardo was stabbed in the chest and neck with an inmate-made weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.